We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas. Online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9-11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going?
I'm good.
Do you have fun with this Kentucky coaching search that ends with Mark Pope?
Yes, we all had fun with it. It was a great fun. It was from beginning to end. It gave us a little diversion here in the midst of this week. You had the Cal's departure, which was fun, and then you had that was funny. That was really took the whole week, right? So Cal, we woke up Monday morning to Cal's departure. Isn't that right? Yeah. Woke up Monday morning to Cal's departure. You might have seen it Sunday night. And then we had the great scene of Cal getting introduced to Arkansas. That was fun. And then we had, the plane tracking.
Yes.
You know, the scene in Waco. And we had one coach after another withdrawing. And then we finally had Pope. So I think it's been, and you got to enjoy the suffering of Kentucky fans. So
the message boards are beautiful. I mean, the message boards. I saw one person say that they should take Mitch Barnhart out to the pasture. That's how bad it's getting in Kentucky right now.
But that's the worst. And now, as I said on my show today, as sports fans, I think one of the key tools, you know, like baseball players or five-tool players or whatever. If you're a five-tool sports fan, one of the things you have to be able to do is talk yourself into anything that your team does, right? So, like, for the Grizzlies fans, this was challenged when they drafted Hashim Thabeet. Like, at that moment, after they drafted Hashim Thabeet, you had to be, hey, you know what? I see a lot of Dikembe Mutombo in Hashim Thabeet. And you just got to be able to talk yourself into it.
Right.
And so, like, I'm already preparing as a Bills fan. In less than 2 weeks now, thank God, we're going to have the NFL draft. And if the Bills trade up to get one of the three receivers, the premium receivers, and use their first-round pick next year to do it, I'm going to say, you know what?
Randy Moss.
Julio Jones worked out pretty well, right, when the Falcons did it. Like, that's a kind of bold move you got to make for a number one receiver in this league. And if instead they trade out of the first round altogether, I'm going to say, you know what? This wide receiver, what a smart move. This wide receiver class has a lot of depth. No sense jumping up like that and, emptying everything you have for one player. You have to be able to do that. And I think Kentucky fans will, if they're not already, they'll shortly be at the place where they're saying, you know what? You know, he's going to be a much better X and O's coach than Cal. And he's one of our guys. And you put him, you know, you give him the resources. Sure, he hasn't recruited at that level, but you give him the resources that Kentucky has and the brand that Kentucky has. No one understands better than a guy who's played here what is required to win at Kentucky. You know, they'll talk themselves into it, And he seems like a smart guy. So I've weirdly enough, I find myself, sorry, the German Shepherd next door is barking. I think I'm going to be rooting for him.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's so hated now, and he seems like such a good guy. He can rap Hamilton lyrics. And he went to medical school, for God's sake, for 2 years. I sympathize and have great, I relate to someone who starts out in one profession as he was going down the road to being a, he went to Columbia Medical School for 2 years mm-hmm. and then said, nah, I'm not going to do this and switched to go be on the staff at Georgia. It's going to be weird for me. But I'm going to be rooting for Kentucky.
Yeah, now two things. The fact that we have the Kentucky fans reacting like this when this was a guy on the 96 national championship winning team, it's just funny in itself. I expected it because Mark Pope hasn't won an NCAA tournament game. I get that. But I think that's just ironic and kind of funny in itself. Also, right. Is it kind of interesting that Rick Pitino is the one that's like, you know, he's going out of his way to calm the fears of Big Blue Nation, to calm Kentucky in this moment. He's giving the cosign out, and that's all they can talk about. If they're getting talked into Mark Pope, right. Rick Pitino's had a big big hand in that.
Well, that makes sense to me. I don't think Rick Pitino, if Rick Pitino ever thought he was going to, I don't think he ever realistically thought he was going to get the job or whatnot, so I don't think he would be bitter about it. And so I can hear that. It is interesting. I mean, they very clearly have great regard for Rick Pitino, and it doesn't hurt Rick Pitino to say that Mark Pope's going to be good. Here's the point. It goes back to you. As a sports fan, you have to take whatever offered to you. And if what is offered to you is Rick Pitino saying you're going to be good, that he's going to be good, then you say, listen, Rick says he's going to be good. And so, it is interesting. One of the phenomena on social media last night was the sort of former coaches who were in the TV business. They were all, they were all basically saying, you know what, Mark Pope, so I really respect him. I think he's going to be good. Whatever else.
Yeah.
But also, like the Jeff Goodmans of the world, the people who quote unquote, who sort of cover college basketball at a national level. And GP was a little less than that. He was like, why didn't they call Billy Donovan? But most of them were going out of their way to say how good they actually think Mark Pope could be, how smart he is. Now, some of that may be, you just think about this, some of this just may be sourcing, at this point he's going to be the coach and you're going to work with him and whatever else. But it was interesting. Fans were mad, but college basketball commentators were sort of, it felt like to me, were sort of coming to his defense and saying, whoa, this is a really smart guy. I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, but in the end of the day, no tournament wins in the state of Kentucky. It's just crazy.
Oh, I'm not making that argument.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. Most everybody in the national college basketball space was very positive about it for the most part.
That's what I found interesting. But But they were, they were positive of it, but for all the reasons you say, like, this is clearly not the kind of name they set out to hire. This is not the kind of name that's going to win the press conference. He does not have a single NCAA tournament win on his record. He does have a loss to a double-digit seed in the NCAA tournament on his record. So it was overwhelmingly negative generally in the fan base and then in other fan bases and everything else. And so it almost felt like some of the commentariat's positivity was sort of in the face of that. Like, hey, yeah, I didn't see anyone calling it a home run hire. The level of positivity that we got was maybe it's not going to be as bad as you think.
Yeah, exactly.
The different sort of positive.
A complete response to all the negative message board stuff from Kentucky.
Yeah, it was now, a little bit of a pushback from all the negative.
One thing, are you like me? I can't wait for Mitch Barnhart to say this is the only guy they ever tab for the job. He won't?
He's not going to say that. Not when he had the Baylor point.
You think he'll just avoid bringing it up altogether?
He's not going to say that.
This is what they usually say. This is what they all say.
I know. Yeah, he's the only one. I mean, you know, he could say something like, he's not going to say that this time.
Okay.
And in fact, who was it who recently, someone made the joke, it wasn't my wife's first choice either. Oh, it was the Louisville coach, right?
Yeah.
He said that. Sometimes there are searches where people pretend that this was the only candidate. But then there are searches that are so clearly the other way that they've been strung, whatever, that everyone uses the same joke, and they have for years. I wasn't my wife's first choice either. And so that's more, at some level, searches get to be so ridiculous and drawn out, and obviously not the first choice. I will be stunned. I will bet you lunch he doesn't say he was our first choice.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I'll treat you to lunch if I'm wrong.
All right. We'll see. But yeah. I mean, I'm gonna be rooting for him. I mean, I'll be interested. Reed Shepard hasn't said what he's doing yet, has he?
Oh gosh, are we really doing this? Why would it make any sense for him to come back? Next year's draft is so much better.
I don't think it makes any sense to come back.
But Kentucky fans are happy about it. They're trying to is
that's one of the things they're trying to talk themselves into. Obviously, his dad is a Kentucky guy, and he's a Kentucky guy, and so hey, maybe he'll come back and play another year, and you know whatever, make $1 million of NIL money.
Yeah, my.
I mean, he will be a top 10 pick in this year's draft, and so it really doesn't make sense for him to go back.
I know he just got the job. But my biggest concern with him is player getting, and I think that's everybody's biggest concern. And the early return after a day is seeing all these BYU guys get into the transfer portal with a no contact tag. I don't know if I like that for him. If they weren't winning NCAA tournament games at BYU, what makes you think they can go into the SEC in Lexington and handle business?
Right.
I don't like the start. If it's Dallin Hall and Ali Khalifa. As this big transfer portal gets, I'm not. I don't know if that's going to to get on his side when it comes to player getting.
No. You could argue that those guys with Reed Shepard next to him, you know, would like if you augment with Kentucky.
But what is level. That? What is that though? If it's like okay, our big hope is a Cal recruit. I guess there's something to be said about convincing him to come back for another year. That would be good.
I'm not trying to tell you that I think he's a good hire or that he's going to be a great player getter. I'm not trying to tell you something like that. I'm just, it's a little tougher right now. But yes, the portal's still, there's still players in the portal that he should be able to go get. I mean, in the end, and this is, you can talk about coaching them up all you want, but in the end, it's a player getting business, right?
Yeah.
And so now it's also a culture building business. I mean, we just saw from Danny Hurley. I think if you're trying to build the argument, you say, took Danny Hurley how many years before he really 5 years before he went on a serious NCAA tournament
11
run?
Years or whatever for Jay Wright.
And so he had to build a culture. He had to do all this stuff. He's an actual coach. He's, you know, whatever. Who was Danny Hurley before Danny Hurley was hired? Whatever else. And so you can.
You sound like Rick Pitino. I love it.
Kentucky fans are going to try to talk themselves into it. But that's, no, it's not who they wanted.
Yeah.
It's very clearly not who they wanted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't argue otherwise.
Yeah. And also, they did make it very clear they didn't want to wait 2 weeks for Billy Donovan, or else he probably would have been in the running, which is.
Yeah, I don't. I would.
I talk myself into this. If you're talking about sustained success and getting a home run hire, I don't know if year one should really be like the transfer portal in year one should be the only reason that you stay away from a coach. But it seems like that's sort of what it came down to.
Yeah, I don't know the reasons for not pursuing Billy Donovan.
Mitch Barnhart, what this did bring to light is he has been like as much as. Kentucky is not thought of as a football school by any stretch of the imagination. We know it's a basketball school. But it was so stable for so long for him. 15 years of Cal and Mark Stoops for the better part of a decade.
Right.
Like, and now, if this doesn't work out, he has put himself in real harm's way. And he's been pretty somewhat respected, well-respected for a while around Kentucky and in the SEC.
There's no question if he misses this hire. I think it's, it. You know, if he whiffs, it'll take how many years before we conclude? 2 years that it's whiffed?
Oh gosh, yeah, I'd say two. You can't have two lean years.
Really,
two.
So, So after 2 years, it's possible that the AD and coach could be out. Or it's possible you look up and you're going to say, hey, you know what? Mitch did a hell of a job picking us kind of a dark horse candidate. And it's very clearly like someone who he can work with. That's the other thing. I mean, it may have been stable on the outside, but it's pretty clear.
It's the complete opposite of Cal, for sure, where Cal has control over everything. I think that Mitch will have a lot of control over Mark Pope, a bunch.
Yeah, they will. Yes, they will certainly work. They will not clash in the way that Cal and Barnhart were reported to have clashed repeatedly over the years. I mean, in the end, it's interesting. Like, Cal, for the longest time, he wasn't, it was astounding he was going to be offered the job because he was considered, you know, a little shady, and he was considered abrasive, and he was considered, and only because Kentucky got as desperate as Kentucky got, they did. Like, Kentucky got desperate. That's why they reached out and hired John Calipari. And they only could do it because John Calipari had successfully talked Memphis into hiding the coming NCAA investigation. Yeah. But then once he got there, he had the first decade that he had, which was tremendous. And, yeah, it's been pretty good. This has been a pretty darn good – I mean, I know Kentucky fans haven't been happy with the last 5 years of the basketball program.
Been a good run.
It's been a hell of a time to be a Kentucky fan, really.
Yeah,
you used to be a joke in football. You're no longer a joke in football, and in basketball, you know, you've been doing pretty well.
Do you find the so we have the Tiger basketball visits? Arturo Dean was the NCAA steals leader, 3.35 per game, and Aaron Scott, who has been from North Texas, 6'7" wing, he's been rumored for a while. John Buggs III from North Texas, he's trying to put together potentially an AAC All Star team. Penny and Rick Stansberry. But to be honest with you, looking at some of the names and the skill sets, it's kind of a breath of fresh air. This is not I like the thought process behind most of these guys. You have a steals leader, you have a two-way guy, a three and D guy in Aaron Scott, and then John Buggs shot 45% from three. I like all the if you add those to your roster, I feel good about them.
Well, I mean, obviously, it would be better to not have to rebuild an entire roster. We've established that.
Yes, that's,
the national championship game established that. But if you are rebuilding an entire roster, it makes sense to be more thoughtful about how the pieces will fit together, right? Penny's not stupid. You know, Penny, the amazing thing is, looking back, I was at a lunch today, and someone said, what went wrong with that basketball team? And you just go back to the South Florida game, and they were rolling at that point. And then they were up by 20 in the second half. And it was after that game when Cal just ripped the Band-Aid off. I mean, I think we basically thought, oh, okay, they had just a disastrous second half and whatever. And Cal just came into the media room and just talked about, it's been a problem all year. I have guys who I can't play with other guys. This is it's toxic. He didn't use, like, I don't have the exact words that he used.
Yeah.
But he was totally transparent about how well this team wasn't working together. And I think, you know, I imagine that he must be thinking to himself, I'm not doing that again, right? Like, we can't build that kind of team again. And so if they're being more thoughtful about how the pieces, not just the quality of the pieces, but how the pieces fit, that's a good thing. Now, it will still be hard to assemble it all on the fly. It'll still be hard when you have to build the airplane in the air, even if you have all the pieces and they're the right pieces. But it does feel like it's a more thoughtful approach.
Yes, 100%. Now, I do have to ask you about this. You have Chris Harrington on all the time. I get that. He did 27 best moments of this season.
He does, in fairness. Chris does, and has since he was at the Memphis Flyer before he was at the Commercial Appeal, and then he was at the Commercial Appeal before he was at the Daily Memphis. And I think he started formally covering the Grizzlies maybe in year two or three of their existence. And he has pretty much always done he keeps a running list of the best moments of the season, and then he does a best moments. And it's normally, honestly, the best 50 moments of the season.
Yeah.
Right? Now,
Listen, I tip the cap to him because finding 27 moments to highlight is impossible.
So he had to trim. He had to trim down to a smaller number, and so he said, "All right, we're not going to be able to get 50 out of this season. We're gonna go with the number of wins they have." And he stopped at 27 because he doesn't think they're winning tonight or Sunday. I think it's fair, right? So, but if you're being honest, like, I thought the first four moments were all legit highlight. These were moments that we will actually remember 5 years from now, right? If that's the standard, how many moments are there that you'll remember 5 years from now? Well, the number one moment is Ja's return.
Yes.
And the winning bucket after Ja's return. I don't think there's any doubt about that. The number two moment is the core four. You could make that actually the number one moment, except for it wasn't during a game. Those are the first two. I think it's pretty clear. G.G. Jackson on MLK Day, his conversation with Shaq, all of that. That was the third one. And then Ja's quasi-dunk over Wemby, whatever you want to call that, that's four. I think those moments were all legit. Like, those were legit moments that if you ask me about them 5 to 10 years from now, I'll still remember them and say, yeah, that was great. Everything else. The other 23.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What was number five? Now, see here, I can't even remember what number
right.
five was.
Yeah.
The other ones, to me, they're either not particularly consequential. A lot of them are great moments if they had been in the service of winning, right? Like, so
yeah.
Ja hitting that, I mean, not Ja, Jaren hitting the corner three against Milwaukee just recently,
yeah.
or Jaren with the game winner against San Antonio, like, those would have been great moments, except for they meant nothing, right?
Yeah.
But you could imagine on a 49-win or a 56-win team, you'd accept that as a great moment, right? Jaren, that unleashing that winning bucket over against San Antonio, that would have been a great moment. This year, I think most Grizzlies fans, tune out, weren't even watching to even watch that great moment.
Even the Ja game winner against the Pelicans just doesn't mean, like, long term, maybe I'll remember it, but I'm not going to remember it that fondly. Just based on everything and how it went.
No, in the end, we know
moment.
How it went. It was funny. We played both calls. We played the TV call, the national
right.
TV call, because that was a national TV game, as you recall. And then we played Eric's call. And they're both great calls. Eric does a great job, great call. And at the end of it, he says, "And the Grizzlies serve notice that they will be making a run into the playoffs."
Yeah.
And we know what happened. So, yes, but that was still, at the time, a great moment. I defy you to tell me that wasn't a great moment. Now, as it worked out, it didn't amount to anything,
right?
But that was a great moment. So I'll take that. But and the core four, that was a great moment. But it wasn't. In the end, you should actually be able to have some moments of enjoyment even in a lost season. And given that there were 82 games, I think if there were the mere fact that I'm at least saying to me, I think there's only really four that I'll remember. Four moments scattered over 82 games is a pretty thin gruel. Anyway, but people can read that over the Daily Memphian. It is basically all the moments. You know, he has video of all of them, or at least a still picture. But I think there's video I told Chris this. I said, I think more than any other season or recent season anyway, a lot of those moments people will be seeing them for the first time because everyone just tuned out. Don't you get that sense that people just hardcore Grizz fans didn't, but casual Grizz fans just said, you know, let's fast forward to the end of the year. and I'll start paying attention.
Let me ask you this question, and maybe we're telling on ourselves. When was the last time you watched a Grizzlies game start to finish?
The last time I watched a Grizzlies game start to finish was the Core 4 game.
Okay, Core 4 game. Well, you were there. But I'm talking about, okay, how about this, on TV?
No, I don't. I was watching the other night,
they were playing the Spurs and Jack White banking in a three. I'm like, I feel too good to watch this. I'm in way too good of a mood to put myself through this.
I'll turn it on. I'll wander around. I'll have it on in the background.
You're doing other things.
But I was watching. Jaren with the winner over San Antonio. But honestly, I think I just come to the end of. I just turned on. You know, saw it was close. Said let's see how this ends. And so I saw that live. But a lot of these moments, I didn't. You know, I didn't see live because in the end, I mean, this is what we talk about on the radio. But we used to in a winning season. Everything becomes consequential, right?
You break down every game and the plays of the game, what swung it, the calls, whatever else.
So yeah, in a totally lost season, particularly with players who won't even be on the roster or any roster next year, it was once you figured out that Gigi's good, and then we couldn't even watch Vince Williams after a while, you know.
By the way, are you nervous? Are you a little worried about that? PTSD.
It'll be interesting to see Monday. Now that's what I actually am interested in. I'm super interested in it because you have to read between the lines. But I'm super interested in their end of the season press conference Monday to see what is said there. So I'll be interested in that. Health reports among other things. Again, doesn't mean that you're going to get the straight up truth. There certainly was no indication at the end of last season's press conference that we would never see Steven Adams play basketball again, like that. So you have to read between the lines and things can change, but that's really the next thing.
Yep.
And after that, it's the lottery, right?
I mean, after the weekend, I'll have my draft board all ironed out, I think, after the weekend, by the time I get back on Monday after the season.
Yeah. Don't you assume they'll send Elliot Perry again to see if he can do
the magic. Bring the magic. Yeah. That's what we need. And by the way,
the problem is, if they jumped up, let's say Elliot could do it again.
Yeah.
And he could get the team to number two. Right?
It's kind of an uncomfortable spot, isn't it? Weirdly enough.
Well, who are exactly rejoicing over?
Knew
that meant you get up to number two, you're getting Ja. You're one, you're Zion. You're two, you're Ja. Like, we knew what the prize was. Here, you might well draft the player at two who people right now are projecting could go at seven.
Yeah.
There's no prize for winning. That's the problem. But I still hope they do.
And what a gorgeous sight the injury report is tonight. What a beautiful injury report. 13 of the 15 active roster.
Amazing.
Beautiful. Beautiful stuff. Well, Jeff, enjoy your weekend, man. Thanks for joining. That's Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist. Also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, Oxbow, family-owned and operated retail store. It's been making waves in Memphis for over a decade. Make sure you get over to 964 June Road, off Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco Station. What can you find at that two-story storefront? Just about anything your heart desires. You can get the best clothing. They have vintage tees. They have the best brands as well. If you want to get some polos and some pants and everything, they have Free Fly, Genteel, Fair Harbor, Duckhead, Mizzen, and Maine. They have your favorite teams over there as well. So they have Tigers, Grizzlies, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, you name it, they have it over at 964 June Road. They also have vintage vinyl. They have sports memorabilia for the diehard fans out there. They have a great card collection if you're into that. They also have hunting and outdoor essentials for the adventurous souls over at 964 June Road. And they have just about all that online as well. If you don't want to go in-store, go to shopoxbow.com. That's shopoxbow.com. And when you fill up that shopping cart with whatever your heart desires, throw in my promo code, The Gabe Show. All caps, no spaces, The Gabe Show. And you'll get 20% off that online order at shopoxbow.com. But whether you're going in-store or online, make sure that you shop local. Shop Oxbow. Now, the NBA season is coming to an end. We have some things that we have to figure out as far as the standings are concerned. We'll take you through some of the scenarios and some of the big games of the weekend next, right here on 92.9 FM.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN and the NBA. Make sure you're watching over the weekend because there is a lot that is being played for. We're not going to have a bunch of people sitting. The Celtics definitely will be sitting some people, but there are 17 of 20 seeds that are still up for grabs. 17 of 20. The only ones locked in right now are the Celtics at number one in the East, the Bulls at number nine in the East, and the Hawks at number 10 in the East. Everything else is up for grabs. Now, the one I want to pay attention to, because today we'll have 15 games, every team in the NBA is playing, and then Sunday, every team in the NBA is playing. Two games left in the entire season for absolutely everybody. The one I'm going to highlight, though, tonight would be Nuggets at Spurs, because that is a massive game for number one spot in the West. If they end up winning that game, they're going to be in the driver's seat to go have the number one seed in the West. And I think they already have it because they have the Spurs and the Grizzlies left, and the Spurs and the Grizzlies aren't going to be playing a whole lot of people. But if they win tonight against the Spurs and Minnesota and Oklahoma City lose, they will have locked up number one in the West. But when you just look around it, Connor, I have it right in front of me, the seed possibilities. You have Denver, Timberwolves, and OKC. They could all be 1-3. You have the Clippers and the Mavs trying to fight it out for 4-5. The Pelicans and the Suns, that's a big one to focus on tonight. If New Orleans wins tonight and Phoenix loses, they will be locked in to a guaranteed playoff spot at number 6. Now, the Pelicans play the Warriors, and the Suns ultimately play the Kings, so, and they're on the road too, so that's going to be very, very tough. One thing I'm going to be paying attention to, though, in the Eastern Conference is where the hell are the Bucks going to be? The Bucks, I mean, they could be from 2-4. The Knicks looked really good last night against the Celtics. Jalen Brunson is an absolute animal. He might be the best player so far in the Eastern Conference this year, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that. But they have a chance to fall down the standings. If you look at the Bucks right now, the Bucks are going to be without Giannis Antetokounmpo, and they're going to be playing at the Thunder, and the Thunder still have something to play for. And then at the Magic still have something to play for. They could be anywhere from 8-3 as far as their seed is concerned in the Eastern Conference. But coming up over this weekend, Connor, we have so much that we need to plug into. These seeds will be figured out by Sunday, but it's a complete crapshoot right now. It's a complete crapshoot.
Well, and that's why Giannis going down feels devastating for the Bucks right now, because seeding is going to matter in the Eastern Conference because of the matchups. And if the Bucks go up against somebody, you know, that's a bad matchup for them. You could see them going down in that first round. And then when you look at the West, it's just a bloodbath. And what's even crazier about it is that I saw somebody today over on Twitter. I think it may have been Keith Smart.
Keith Smith?
Keith Smith, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Keith Smith.
Yeah, we have him on the show.
I believe he put out a 2015 standings from the Western Conference, and the amount of 50-win teams that were in the top eight in 2015, it was every single team. Like, yeah. The Grizzlies won 55 games that year, and they were the 5 seed.
That's wild.
It's insane. So this Western Conference trend has been around for, you know, the better part of a decade.
Yeah, but in the Eastern Conference, number 2 through number 8, still separated by only 5 games. But 2-4 separated by 2 games, and those could be completely, you know. Here's the thing about the Bucks, though. You bring up, like, if they get a bad matchup in the first round. Right now, with what Giannis Antetokounmpo and the calf injury, the way they've been playing, they had three straight losses against teams they were double-digit favorites over. In 2 of those games, they had Damian Lillard back and Chris Middleton back. Is there a good matchup for them? Like, do you trust them? Say they played the Pacers, and they're the 3 seed versus the Pacers, who are the 6 seed. Do you even trust them against the Pacers?
I would trust them against the Pacers. That might be the only team, though.
But, like, I don't trust them against the Magic. I don't trust them against the Cavs. Certainly not the Knicks. Not the 76ers. The Heat scare the hell out of anybody.
The Heat
right
are
now
lurking.
Bulls and Hawks I'm going to throw to the side, even though they could play themselves in. I don't trust the Bucks against anybody. They are trending in the completely opposite direction of what you want to be going into the playoffs. And they have a bad playoff coach in Doc Rivers.
And they have no team chemistry.
They seem to not have that either. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, it's been pointed out that this is his soleus muscle in his calf. That's exactly what Kevin Durant Nets was. That is terrifying.
The only two predictions I have right now for the Eastern Conference playoffs is I think Boston's going to be the representative in the finals. I know I'm brave. Thank you. And then I think the Magic are going to beat somebody. I think the Magic win a series.
I think Boston's going to win. I think that the 76ers may be a little bit feisty.
Plucky.
I really do. I think they'll be plucky. It depends on what, like, Joel Embiid, his health's not full right now.
Melton coming back's big for him.
Melton's going to come back. I don't know.
It's
weird,
compared though,
to
like,
everybody
we saw
else
them
in
up
the
close,
East.
And I was just like, I wasn't impressed.
The Knicks are done with Julius Randle. They don't have him.
Yeah.
The Cavs, I don't know if I trust them as much as I did a year ago. I don't know, man.
Philly's on a win streak, but that win streak includes teams like the Pistons, the Spurs, the Grizzlies, and the Raptors.
Who's your group in the Western Conference of Western Conference winners? Who's your group?
I would say Denver for sure. To be honest right now, I'd be very surprised if it's not Denver and Boston in the finals. But I think Minnesota has a real shot. I think the Clippers have a real shot.
I'm Nuggets, Timberwolves,
and
Clippers.
I think maybe
right
the Mavs. I think the
maybe
Mavs,
the Mavs
have, because it's just the scoring ability of Luka and Kyrie in a playoff series can swing things. Their defense is the worst of the contending teams right now in the West, and that's the only thing that may hold them back. But if you force me to pick three teams in the West, I would say Denver, Minnesota,
the Mavs,
and the Clippers, with the Mavericks close but still on the outside.
Listen, their defense isn't good, but it's better. I don't have the stats in front of me, but like just watching their games, it seems to be a lot better than it was pre-deadline.
Sure,
like
that's
DJ Washington, Daniel Gafford, they've been a big help for that team.
What do you make of the Kawhi thing?
I don't know. This happens all the time with him, right? He's just...
Some have pointed out that this time last year, Paul George was kind of in a similar situation, and he ended up missing time in the playoffs. So I wonder if that bomb's coming later on, because it just feels like if one of those guys is injured, the Clippers don't have a shot.
Yeah, but here's the thing about... Like,
and it's such an important season,
isn't it,
for them.
Yeah, because they have two player options with Kawhi and Paul George, which they'll opt out.
I think Paul George will opt out, at least, yeah.
Well, they can get paid more.
Right.
You re-up
your
contract.
He's owed $48.8
million. They're both super max guys, so why wouldn't I get out of my player option and get a guaranteed contract coming up? Right. With Kawhi, though, we've seen in the past, he doesn't care. If he's not healthy, he's not going to play, even if it's the playoffs. So I feel like this is copy and paste. It's nothing new, I guess, is the issue.
So we have zero belief, too, in the Suns, right?
No, zero. Absolutely zero. They're not deep enough. Don't play good defense. And Bradley Beal, that whole thing, that has kind of been one of the smaller failures. Like, the less talked about failures of this year is Bradley Beal has not been very good. He's not been very good. He hadn't been healthy for most of the year.
It's another one of those things, though, where when it happened, very similar to the Doc situation, everybody was like, why are they doing this? It's not going to work out.
Yeah.
Like, you can have optimism about it.
Well,
it might,
but it's a small percentage chance. Matt Ishbia bought the team, and he's just squeezing it and loving on it too hard. And he just wanted all these stars. And Bradley Beal, it's not going to work out. It's not going to work out.
What might bite me in the butt is I just don't believe in the Thunder yet, but it might bite me. Because it could end up that they make a run. I think they're a year away.
I think they're a year away from being in this conversation for a championship.
I think this is going to sound weird, but I think that they depend on SGA a little bit too much still.
Really?
Just a little bit too much. Like, the rest of the team in the playoffs, they're going to have to step up, and I'm not sure the full team is ready for that yet.
I think they're a year away, but after this year,
yes.
I think it's copy and paste every single year. We're talking about them in the Western Conference Finals or in the
NBA. I totally agree with that. Totally agree.
Because they're just so lousy with assets, too. They have so much they can do. You can add another star. You can find – I mean, they need a little more strength, like brute force. They need to find, like, a big to supplement Chet. But we'll see how it works this offseason.
They need a bruiser.
Yes, they do. They do. Because Chet's not that. Chet's been way better than what people thought he would be because of his skinny and he's just slender. But he's been very good.
He's been solid.
Phenomenal. Now, need to tell you, there's more than one way to sell your home. You can go through a realty company. You can go to your realtor. You can do it that way. But if you want to have a more hands-on approach, look into Community FSBO. Community FSBO, FSBO, it stands for for sale by owner. So they will give you the tools to make yourself your own boss when it comes to selling your home. They have three separate packages that let you take advantage of the next-gen FSBO process. You pick the package, they handle everything. Professional photography, interactive 3D walkthrough, floor plans, room measurements, and, of course, the listing is where you're going to save a whole bunch of money using the FSBO process. Then you will field offers, you'll get a contract, and you're on your way. And the money savings, they are unmatched, unreal. Using a 2,000-square-foot home selling for $350,000 at a 3% realtor listing fee of $10,500, you can use one of their packages and save up to $9,800 on that $10,500 listing fee. And if you have a more value in your home and it's more expensive, you can save even more. So if you're looking to sell your home, look into Community FSBO. It's an unreal next-gen process that you are sure to latch on to. Check out Community FSBO at communityfsbo.com. That's communityfsbo.com. Or call them at 901-660-FSBO. That's 901-660-3726. Let's go ahead and grab a break. And on the other side, we'll wrap up hour number two with Small Talk. That's next.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Loose Diamond event is going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers at the South Haven locations. Lowest prices on hundreds of loose natural diamonds, all shapes, sizes, cuts, clarity, and for all budgets, of course. It started yesterday. It goes through Saturday at the South Haven location, Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's an exciting time to get a loose diamond. You can upgrade the diamond you have, and they will always remember that they will put the old diamond into a pendant so you can have a bigger, brighter diamond and the emotional, sentimental favorite. You can get a free men's wedding band with each purchase of a diamond engagement. Get 20% off or up to 5 years, no interest financing. You know how he always has a lot of diamonds, but he really went overboard on looking for and bringing in the best of the best for their loose diamond event. You know it's the RIJ way to always look for bigger, better diamonds at better prices. For complete details on the loose diamond event, go to rijewelers.com. Bigger, better diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Now it's time for an eventful small talk.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. First, I have to start before we get to the very serious thing here. The Rock has a damn shampoo brand. I know he sells everything. I know he's a salesman. He has a shampoo brand, and it's called Papa Tui. An expertly crafted plant-derived formula that nourishes and strengthens your hair. And he did make fun of himself. My hair would have loved this 2-in-1. A bald man with a shampoo brand? Do you think he uses it? If you're a bald person, I really need answers on this. If you're bald, like, how do you just, like, sort of take a bar of soap to your head? Like, how do you clean your head? If you don't, I mean, I don't understand this.
Body wash, right?
This is baby. I guess I don't know. You don't have hair to worry about, but I'll say this.
Other places though, do you shampoo those?
I'll say this. If The Rock can sell a shampoo brand, you're capable of doing anything. You can do anything you want in this life. If he is selling shampoo, you can sell whatever you want. Oh, my God.
As long as you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, yes. And you have money to throw out there. You kind of have to have those, too.
I'm not sure many. Here's my advice to those. If you're bald right now, don't try a shampoo brand unless you're The Rock.
That's nuts, though. Who's going to buy it? It's probably good stuff. I don't even want to hate on them. I really don't. I use the Jack Black, though. Have you gotten a Jack Black?
No.
Oh, it's good stuff. It's not the Jack Black. It's a different guy.
I use whatever Cat gets.
But oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a big thing. I use my wife's body wash. That's how it works. Shea butter, cocoa butter, whatever the hell it is. But Papa Tui, Papa Tui, you can go to your local Target and go buy Rock's shampoo brand. That's something to me. Now on to some real stuff here. It is being reported. We know O.J. Simpson passed away 2 days ago at the age of 76. It is being reported that family, medical staff, and friends that visited him had their phones confiscated at the door, and they had to sign non-disclosure agreements before they walked in to say their goodbyes to O.J. Simpson. I'm just saying, my curiosity is piqued about what was said and what was going on in that room.
My curiosity is piqued while also probably knowing what was said in that room.
You think there was like an admission or like
why? What else? Why else would he have people sign? Why else would there be NDAs if there wasn't a confession?
I don't.
That's just, to me, that's just, it screams that there was a confession.
I bet.
At the same time, though,
OJ,
why are you
during
signing
his life, had
NDA
plenty of people sign NDAs. I mean, yeah. You have to sign an NDA to go to the Kardashians' house.
Well,
have
a few people, there's stories coming out today from, you know, his time in college that NDAs have now run up and people are starting to talk. And it's not good. Not good.
What do you mean?
Like battery, assault.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, we sort of knew that about.
Well, sexual stuff. Like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
That.
Bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Turns out, breaking news, O.J. Simpson, not a good person.
Yeah. Did you?
Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that. Do you really think that they're like, you really think there was an admission of some sort?
There may have been. I think so. I do think so.
He wanted to clear his mind before he passed on.
Not sure that's why, but yeah.
That's something you would take to the grave, though. That's something you would take to the grave if it was an admission of himself.
Maybe.
Like, why would you throw that out there even if you've held it on this long? That just seems like...
Well, he also wrote a book, If I Did It, so...
I know.
He hasn't been necessarily shying away from it. The craziest quote he's ever said, too, is, I'm worried I'm going to sit next to the killer when I'm in L.A.,
Oh, wild. My gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's nuts.
I have no other reason to believe why NDAs would be signed if he wasn't confessing things.
I don't have a good explanation.
Because we know what he died of. It's not like they kept that a secret.
I don't have a good explanation for it. I think that's a fine explanation, but it's crazy. It's insane to think about. But not a lot of people pass on and make people sign NDAs. It's just not a common practice. Now, we have a half hour left in the show, and we're going to revisit Mark Pope to Kentucky next with my guy from Kentucky Sports Radio, Nick Roush.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
If you're unaware, T-Mobile calls themselves the Uncarrier, which is fitting considering they just unraveled their price lock guarantee for new customers. If you ask me, that's pretty uncool. If you're uncomfortable with a company that says one thing but does another, then switch to Xfinity, whose whole home Wi-Fi, wired internet, service, speed, and reliability are unparalleled. Join the Uncarrier. Switch to Xfinity today. Now through April 21st, new customers can get 300 megabits per second Xfinity Internet for $35. And ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Switch today. Go to Xfinity.com/T-MoFax, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto-pay with stored bank account and a one-year contract. Connect more Internet versus T-Mobile home Internet. $60 a month. Regular pricing applies after promo period. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Effective for new customers after 1/17/2024. T-Mobile's price lock will only reimburse your last bill if you terminate service due to a price increase.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 6-packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties are just $3.49 each with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/radio. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/radio and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit. hims.com/radio.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.